Skills in Public Speaking Acquired by Ellen White. It was the invalidism of James White through 1866 and well into 1867 that drove Ellen into unabashed public speaking to the point where she could go into a church and address the audience at the worship service on a Sabbath morning. At the same time, with Ellen's encouragement, James moved forward by faith in the lines of activity that opened before him, and his strength gradually returned. On the last day of 1867, the Review and Herald carried a short article in which he reviewed somewhat the experience of the year just closing. The article was written from Portland, Maine, while the Whites were on a 3-month itinerary in the eastern states. Just 1 year ago today, December 19th, Mrs. White and self left home to resume our labors, from which we had been held by feebleness for nearly 2 years. We look back upon the past year with feelings of gratitude to God for His goodness, and His especial blessing upon our feeble labors. During no year have the people of God received us so readily as in the past, and during no year has our testimony been so plain and pointed, and during no year have we seen so many backsliders reclaimed, and so many in bad habits, such as the use of tobacco, reclaimed, as during the past year. The Review and Herald, December 31, 1860. James White made a remarkable though gradual recovery from the point of such weakness that he felt he could carry neither purse nor watch, to an active, aggressive ministry. The days in their retirement in their new home on the little farm in Greenville, Michigan, marked the step-by-step recovery in physical and mental restoration to the point described years later by Ellen White. After 18 months of constant cooperation with God in the effort to restore my husband to health, I took him home again. Presenting him to his parents, I said, "Father, mother, here is your son." "Ellen," said his mother, "you have no one but God and yourself to thank for this wonderful restoration. Your energies have accomplished it." After his recovery, my husband lived for a number of years, during which time he did the best work of his life. Did not those added years of usefulness repay me manyfold for the 18 months of painstaking care?